From cowboys to shrimpers, astronauts to farmers, and roughnecks to loggers. For true Texans, there's only one place to celebrate the Lone Star State. That's right here with Pratt on Texas.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis. Without a donor or management-controlled muzzle or leash on this 15th of March, you know, this used to be the old income tax day, then they pushed it back to April 15th. Our Lone Star story of the day, tons of key bills in the House and Senate are before lawmakers. I'll get you caught up and comment on key items I'm watching. Our Lone Star story of the day, sponsored by Allied Compliance Services. If you need drug and alcohol testing, they are your go-to source. Reach them at AlliedCompliance.com. Fox News reported yesterday evening a Chinese rocket re-entered and broke up over Texas. Well, so I called Bob Zimmerman, the expert, the man who actually wrote the Encyclopedia on Space, to ask about it. And it's kind of an old story they hyped up yesterday, but it is instructive and interesting. So we'll hear from Bob Zimmerman. Also, my friends, the Houston Chronicle has been hilarious in its scare campaign over the last many weeks over the pending TEA, Texas Education Agency, takeover of Houston ISD. Now, folks, this isn't anything new. They've been fighting this since 2019. And by the way, there are and have been Democrat legislators who are for this because they have finally realized what's happened to the school district, that some of the inner city schools that they themselves went to and got a good education and became professionals are now perennially, well, they're hardly schools, okay? They're just hardly schools. Harold Dutton, Representative Dutton, one who has spoken out. You've got a Houston ISD board member saying that she's in favor of this. But the scare tactic and all the app headlines and the paper headlines at the Houston Chronicle have been laughable. We'll talk about that for a bit in a moment. Listen to Pratt on Texas anywhere, anytime, whenever it fits your schedule. Get the podcast of today's show and other interviews at PrattOnTexas.com. As always, it is a great day to be a Texan. Well, I told you, was that yesterday that, or sometime that yesterday, the day before, that Abbott had appointed three new regents to the Texas Tech system. Now the governor's appointed three new Aggie regents to A&M, David Baggett of Houston, John Bellinger of San Antonio, and Sam Torn, kind of like the old actor Rip Torn, T-O-R-N, Sam Torn of Houston. All three appointed to the Texas A&M Board of Regents, and as all of them at this are, they're subject to Senate confirmation. Don't feel safe. Business owner moving after game room shooting in Lubbock County. KMAC had a report by Cameron Mendoza about the latest game room shooting there. And the business owner just talked about how terrible it is. The thing's 24 hours. He says, people were scattering out of the building looking like cockroaches leaving the place. And anyway, after the shooting, he said it's the last straw for his business. A year ago, he's discovered bullet holes in the walls of their building and equipment from a separate shooting. Quote, these game rooms are just disasters. They just cause trouble. It's been nothing but people walking around at all types of times at night. And, you know, they're open 24 hours a day. Everybody's stuff's getting rummaged through. You don't feel safe leaving anything here. I ask the question again because this has been interesting to me for well over a decade after the legislature gave, because the game rooms were a problem. The legislature a decade ago or so gave the counties the tools they needed without having to worry about the big lawsuit and the Supreme Court and all that about whether it's gambling or not. No, they gave them tools to regulate these things and try to clean it up. Even Democrat jurisdictions around the state have been very, very active in this, but in Lubbock County, nothing, not DA's office, not county judge, not county commissioners, not the sheriff, which really ought to be the sheriff and the DA. And so I bluntly ask again, who in Lubbock County is protecting CD game rooms? Who in Lubbock County is protecting these CD game rooms and has been doing so for years? Who, if anyone, is on the take? I've been around a long time. I know how the game's played. Who's on the take, if anybody is? And if it's not on the take, I mean, that you can at least understand. The absolute decision to turn a blind eye to this stuff is in a way worse. a dereliction of duty. Texas mother confessed to killing her 4-year-old son as the grandmother watched. This is out of Athens, Texas, reported by CBS 19 in Tyler, and it's in Henderson County. And this woman apparently rolled her kid up in a blanket or something and cut his throat with a knife right while the grandmother was watching and stuff. Terrible story. And they have arrested her, and she's apparently confessed to it. She apparently has other children that she is not, thankfully does not have custody of. This 4-year-old was one she had custody of. And California loses again, my friends. The USA pickleball. Are any of y'all in this pickleball craze? I've been trying to get Isabel to go. We've got to do that. I got friends playing. I've been wanting to do it for years since I first saw it. It's taken the nation by storm. Well, USA Pickleball National Championship, the Carvana Professional Pickleball Association Tour, as well, have announced that the USA Pickleball National Championships will officially leave Indian Wells Tennis Garden in Indian Wells, California, and book it over to Brookhaven Country Club in Farmers Branch. This will be in early November of this year. AWOL Army veteran arrested by the Hector County Sheriff's Office after a really high-speed chase over 100 miles an hour on I-20. Chase started in Ward County all the way to Hector County. He's a 20-year-old AWOL out of Fort Bliss in El Paso. Another second just this calendar year, another Grand Prairie ISD teacher been arrested for improper relationship with a student. This is one Cody Bush, an ag teacher and FFA advisor at Grand Prairie High School, has been was arrested and booked into the Tarrant County Jail. That reported by the Texas Scorecard. My friends, I've got so much to get to here. Oh, the city of Austin's looking to hire a full-time bat biologist to track its massive colony of flying mammals. Headline in the Statesman. I just thought it was funny. It's a pretty batty city to begin with. And it is called Bat City. And, you know, it's the largest urban bat population in North America. And it does bring lots of people to go watch them fly from the Congress Avenue Bridge. I just thought it was neat. Chiropterologist. That's what a bat biologist is. Says later. I was reading this story, though. It said tricolored bats, they're talking about how, boy, if Texas says they're endangered, you know they're really endangered, since they live in the caves of the Balcones Canyonlands Preserve. Now, remember, Austin's been a big lefty city for decades. Get this sentence. The city used to fill the caves out in the Balcones cave park deal with trash. The director of the preserve is now removing the trash, and the tricolored bats are moving into the caves. That's right, Austin. Filling the caves with trash. So you just can't make this stuff up. All right, my friends, our look at Texas history is always sponsored by USA Investigations. They provide real employment background checks. A lot of these folks are big law enforcement background. They know what they're doing. Security, surveillance, witness interviews, you name it. They'll do investigations for you. Learn all about them at usainvestigations.net. Today in Texas history, in 1866, Constitutional Convention of Texas approved an ordinance to nullify the actions of the Secession Convention. In 1881, the sale of town lots began in Abilene. They sold them for 2 days. Over 300 lots were sold in 2 days. It's also the date that General Urrea, the Mexican general, let Lewis Ayers go, didn't include him in any of the massacre down there in Refugio that followed, you know, because he was a Mason. That's right, and they were both Masons. They knew the secret sign. It's also the date, 15 March 1856, when they had the court-martial of Captain Charles Edward Travis, one of the most sensational courtroom dramas in history. It convened at Fort Mason, Texas. He was the son of beloved Alamo hero William Barrett Travis, who gave his life for us. Been born in Alabama, reared by his mother and stepfather. And he ended up being pronounced guilty and dismissed from service. That's our look at Today in Texas History, sponsored by USAinvestigations.net. We'll be back in a moment with a lot of other news of the Lone Star State.
Pratt returns after the break.
Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock finds good trucks and reconditions them to be ready to work for you and your business. Mike and Jason have repeat customers from all over the country, even Alaska. Call 806-687-1115 to get Mike and Jason working for you. Visit specialtytrucksoflubbock.com and see their inventory. Solve problems and save money with Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. specialtytrucksoflubbock.com.
Do you have a commercial property for sale or lease? Tired of a for sale sign gathering dirt, storm, dust in front of your place with no activity and no prospects? Office, retail, restaurant, or industrial? Call me, Carl Tepper, a commercial agent with Exit Realty of Lubbock. I'm low on inventory because I've sold and leased everything. I'll get your property sold too. Call me, Carl Tepper, at 806-470-2354 for no obligation appointment. That's 806-470-2354.
Pratt on Texas Listener Club member Tom from Wichita Falls wrote, "I just returned from Costa Rica. I went there on your suggestion and cannot agree with you more. This was the best dental experience ever. I had a good bit of work done and Dr. Zuniga was able to get it all done in one day. The amount of care and attention was unbelievable. From the work itself and the follow-up to make sure everything was great before I went home made this a great experience. While root canals and crowns are not fun, this was the way to do it," Tom says. Thank you for recommending Dr. Zuniga in Costa Rica. I certainly will be referring friends and family. Friends, you can learn more about Dr. Sylvia Zuniga and Dento Care, my dentist, by the way, by clicking the banner at prattontexas.com. Go to prattontexas.com. You'll see the banner with Dr. Zuniga's beautiful picture. Click on it, and you can read all about it. Finally, having your teeth fixed and beautiful can be affordable and even fun.
We're back with more Pratt on Texas. Join the Pratt on Texas Listener Club at prattontexas.com. Just like the show, it's free. Now, here's Pratt.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. Here's a problem you want to have, reported by Steve Taylor at the Rio Grande Guardian. The scarcity of land and commercial buildings is so acute in McAllen that the city's economic development team is now moving companies to neighboring cities. A big talk there from their EDC head. So he says, look, we've got a deficit of 2 million square feet of space. He said, just as a sidelight, I'll tell you, my team, we're now putting companies in other cities just to keep them in the valley. We need buildings really badly. Isn't it interesting that they can boom like that and yet their unemployment rate is always so high? There's a cultural element at play there, I think. How a right-wing law firm shaped the judge who will rule on the abortion pill. We're talking about, of course, Judge Kaczmarek in Amarillo, federal court judge. This is the latest nasty, super-left Mother Jones-style hit piece from Texas Monthly, which you should not subscribe to, folks. I mean, it is a far-leftist, ridiculous piece. I mean, their big political story yesterday got a lot of attention in Austin. It was really Texas Monthly report reveals the Craddocks. His, you know, Tom Craddock, former speaker and been in the House since the 1960s, and his daughter who's on the Railroad Commission, made roughly $10 million last year from oil and gas rights. And my point is, this is news to whom? Shocking to me is this is news, given it's generally been aired for decades for Tom, especially when he served as speaker, and for his daughter in statewide campaigns. The votes both Craddocks take are on the record, and both face voters regularly. It's just their private investments, private business. I've long wondered why people think those best to regulate industry are people with little knowledge of whatever the industry is. That's the left. Regulation is not the same as opposition, and yet that seems to be the view many liberals have, that regulatory bodies are to be antagonists of those regulated as opposed to simply enforcers of the rules. And if Christy Craddock doesn't enforce the rules right and thinks people think she's been too favored to it, they can unelect her. It's that simple. They're big hit piece today by this lefty Mimi Schwartz. How right-wing law firm shaped the judge who'll rule on abortion pill. Kaczmarek. You know what the right-wing law firm is? A group of Christians and constitutionalists dedicated to doing what the ACLU originally did, which was actually stand for civil liberties. First Liberty Institute. She calls it a, quote, she puts it in quotes, religious liberty, in quote, practice with Texas roots and a growing national reach. It's one of the greatest terms out there. Nothing radical or anything, but you get it? Religious liberty is now put in scare quotes in Texas Monthly. If you're a Christian, why do you pick it up? Why do you help these people out? Religious liberty is now an extremist position, according to the grammar and the writings at Texas Monthly. All right, my friends, we've got so many other things in the stack. I got this story. yesterday. They put up yesterday evening at Fox News. Chinese Long March rocket re-enters Earth's atmosphere, uncontrolled, disintegrates over Texas. So I called the expert, my friends. Ladies and gentlemen, when I saw the headline, Chinese Long March rocket re-enters Earth's atmosphere, uncontrolled, disintegrates over Texas, you knew I had to call Bob Zimmerman, the man who wrote the Encyclopedia on Space, the man who's regularly at his website, BehindTheBlack.com, been writing about the Chinese and their irresponsible. They bring these things with all those propellants that are dangerous. They let them land on their own population and stuff, folks. Bob Zimmerman, welcome to Pratt on Texas. Tell us about this story and what China's been doing with these rocket boosters.
This particular story is, to a certain extent, a non-story, Robert. I must put a pin in the bubble. The rocket that launched this was a Long March 2D rocket. So the upper stage was small. Upper stages like this are put up there all the time, and they come back to Earth all the time, and they burn up in the atmosphere all the time. So this one disintegrated over Texas. Since 70% of the Earth's surface is ocean, the odds of any of this happening over land is only 30%, so we don't hear about it very often. Once in a while, it does happen over land, and when it does, you see, you sometimes hear about it because people take, smartphone videos of the thing burning up in the sky, and it's interesting. But the chances of this dropping anything on Texas was nil.
I mean, doesn't matter. You're not a Texan. We consider this an invasion. We're ready to go.
Well, okay, part of the reason it makes news is because of the Chinese government's total irresponsibility to this subject. Because when they launched their Long March 5 rocket and 5B rockets, the core stage of that reaches orbit, and this thing is big. And it's big enough that pieces will hit the ground. And every time they do one of those launches, they know that core stage is going to be in orbit and uncontrollable and is going to crash at a random spot on the ground. And yes, 70% of the Earth is ocean, so the odds are in their favor. But there was one time where if it had come down 15 minutes earlier, it would have landed over the metropolitan area of New York. And so
but they do it on their own.
Chinese do this, we react to it because it's just part and parcel to their irresponsibility.
But tell the audience what they do on their own people.
Oh, yes. I have a post, in fact, on Behind the Black just like today, was it? Or was it yesterday? They have 4 spaceports in China, 3 of which are in the interior of their country. Imagine if we had spaceports in Minnesota, Colorado, and Indiana. Mm-hmm. And they would launch from those sites, and the first stage is being expendable and have been for the last 50 years in China. They've started launching actually in the 70s. Those first stages come down on the interior of China. And there have been times in the past few years where Chinese citizens living near where these things crashed come up and take videos of them burning. And these things have hypergolic fuels, which is very toxic. If it touches you, it can dissolve your skin. It's really dangerous stuff. But that's what they do. And they've done some superficial attempts to add parachutes or fins to these lower stages so they can control them slightly, but they really haven't done much, and so they come down. And the funny thing about my post on Behind the Black is I posted a map of their spaceports, and the most interior spaceport that China has is where they're building commercial launch facilities for a bunch of the pseudo companies that China allows to exist. These are companies that raise independent capital to build rockets, but they're still owned and controlled.
Yeah, everything's controlled, right, by the government.
But they are independent. They are semi-independent. It's China's way of trying to get some competition and innovation, and I don't dispute that's a good idea. But because of that, these 4 companies are building their own independent spaceport at this interior site, which means China, they're not building, their rockets are not initially not going to have first stages that can land vertically. They're all going to be falling on the ground, crashing. So China is only increasing the number of launches that they're going to dump on their own people. And so, yes, when it happens over Texas, people pay attention because it's China. China.
Well, they don't care about their own people, and there's nothing you can do to tell the Communist Party of China to stop. In fact, you probably get in trouble for complaining. These things have come down, though. It's not like they're like doing it out in Central Asia where there are no people. They come down near actual populated villages. There's video of this stuff, and it just shows you. It just shows you the absolute cultural difference in a tyranny like that versus the West. Bob Zimmerman of BehindTheBlack.com, thanks for the update, my friend.
It's my pleasure, Robert. Anytime.
Now to that Houston ISD takeover. Folks, this has been going on for since 2019. Wheatley High School failed to meet accountability standards for at least 5 years. Some of your towns have had schools that do that too. What they do is the trick of changing the grade levels in each place and stuff like that. There's tricks they do to reset the counter. They didn't do that at Houston. There's been all kinds of contracting malfeasance, general management problems, not following the law by the board. They've known this was coming. What's been funny about, and they're going to take over in June, what's been funny about this is the Houston Chronicle's run headlines to scare the devil out of the people in the town as if it's going to be a big deal to them. No, it's going to be a big deal to a bunch of people at the central office, and that's about it. Legislative review coming up in a moment.
Don't miss what Pratt says next. More Pratt on Texas after the break.
It's bad enough to have your life upended financially, even worse with injury due to accident. Have you thought about what happens when the responsible party doesn't step up to make your loss whole? When you've been injured, the Liggett Law Group will work for you with integrity, advocacy, and results. Call Ted Liggett, the heavy hitter, at 806-744-HURT or visit LiggettLawGroup.com. Don't be cheated. Call Ted Liggett and the Liggett Law Group.
Need attachments on your skid steer to street sweep, pallet forks, brush cutters, snow blades, or land levelers? West Texas Attachments can help you today. West Texas Attachments is your go-to on all skid steer attachments. Rent or buy, WestTexasAttachments.com has attachments for every type of skid steer job. Rock and brush attachments, manure forks for dairies and cow lots. WestTexasAttachments.com delivers when you need it. Go to WestTexasAttachments.com.
If you're self-employed, you have a special health insurance problem. Michael Hurley of Hurley Benefit Services.
I'm trying to help the individual out there who makes too much to qualify for any help, any subsidy or benefits from the government towards their health insurance, but does not have the income to pay the incredibly high premiums we find if you're buying your insurance individually.
You can have individual or group coverage that is a lot better, that costs a lot less. HurleyBenefits.com. H-U-R-L-E-Y Benefits.com.
Native Texan, or just got here as soon as you could. Welcome to Pratt on Texas. Here's your host, Robert Pratt.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas, our Lone Star story of the day, all about what's going on in the legislature. Our Lone Star story of the day, sponsored by Allied Compliance Services, DOT-regulated drivers, owner-operators. Get that random drug testing program that's required set up. Use Allied Compliance Services to help you. AlliedCompliance.com, they sponsor our Lone Star story of the day. Let's dive into the legislative mess. All right, my friends. I agree with Huffines and his new think tank or whatever. Senate property tax, quote, relief, end quote, falls short. Put out a statement saying Texas has received an unprecedented amount of your money this year. Taxpayers have overfunded the government by $62 billion. This massive surplus should be returned to Texans by eliminating the school property tax. There's no reason the state shouldn't put the M&O tax on a definitive path to zero. This is the 10 to 12 year phase out I was talking about that Texas Public Policy Foundation and their scholars have put together and been talking about for several years. So put it on the path to zero, then phase out all property taxes. If not now, when? It's your money. Latest Huffines Liberty Brief analyzes SB 3, SB 4, SB 5, and will be used as written testimony before the Senate Finance Committee at the core. Our bill analysis found SB 3 only treats the symptoms of our broken property tax system while failing to address the underlying disease, incessant growth in local government and school district spending. Another problem with SB 3 is that homestead and business exemptions like appraisal caps cause rates to rise in order to maintain increased revenue from properties with lower taxable valuations. Texans deserve definitive action that permanently locks in property tax relief and puts Texans on a path to eliminate the school M&O property tax rate. I couldn't agree more. I mean, that's exactly right, and I just talked about it more in detail yesterday when I spent two segments going over the differences in the House and Senate bills as put forward for property tax relief. So go back and listen to yesterday's show at our podcast page. Texas citizens testify for taxpayer-funded lobbying ban in Texas Senate, a piece by Brandon Walton's at the Texas Scorecard. Senate Bill 175 by Mays Middleton of Galveston would prohibit public funds from being used to hire registered lobbyists. Quote, this is a prohibition on government sending tax money directly to taxpayer-funded lobbyists, Middleton explained to the committee before public testimony opened. He said he was proposing the legislation partially because taxpayers are being forced to pay for their own opposition. This is exactly right. I mean, it's undeniable. For all the excuses the local governments use, the fact of the matter is they are generally on the opposite side of citizens on almost everything, and they force us to pay for our own opposition. Middleton said taxpayers are having to subsidize speech they don't agree with. Right, and that's wrong. He took aim at the lack of transparency with the process, noting that while government communications are public records, right, we can go do a public information request, that's not the case once you hire a lobbyist. All his stuff is private and secret. So we don't know what he's telling the senator on behalf of the city of Midland, for example. We don't know. It's an end run around the openness. And there were some local officials, elected officials, who supported ending this. There always have been. Melissa Martin, a public school teacher, took aim at the Texas Association of School Boards, TASB, for, quote, undermining the parent-child relationship. During my career, I've watched some troubling trends in education. I'm especially troubled by the direction that TASB's taken in our education system. I've watched over the years as parents have been excluded from decisions that affect their own children, and recently I've been very concerned by the advice that TASB has provided to school board trustees related to students and their gender, said Martin. In January, TASB advised its member schools to allow students to use the restroom of whatever they choose, you know, and all this other and so-called gender, the pronouns and all that stuff. Martin said, not only is the use of tax dollars in lobbying wrong, it's hurting students and the teachers in our education system. Michelle Davis, a trustee of Galveston ISD, agreed, adding groups like Texas Municipal League were famous for educating local government bodies on how they can, quote, shake the money tree, end quote. Yeah, they actually have seminars called stuff like that to raise tax funds for local government expansion. The district that I worked for last year paid over $880,000 for administration memberships, folks. Memberships, $880,000 in membership fees. Over 19,000 of that went to the Texas Association of School Boards. I don't think the public realizes what a big deal this is. They think it's like, oh, a few hundred dollars. It's huge. The schools claim they're broke, and the school district she worked for paid over $880,000 in 1 year just in membership dues to administration memberships. That's not even classroom teacher memberships. Now, Grand Prairie Mayor was mad. He's against it. He said, what you're preventing is me having a paid lobbyist checking on what's going on down here, but I could have a staff person doing it. What you're going to force me to do is change how I pay for it. Plain and simple. Yes, exactly. And then it all becomes open government record, and it's the normal way to do it. There's a big difference of a staff member watching what's going on in Austin and paying attention and being in communication with your local reps versus hiring a lobby firm to lobby against the local taxpayers. So I'm glad that's getting a little attention again this session. It's time to get that passed, the ban on taxpayer-funded lobbying. Why do you think it's so hard to pass? Well, so many of these reps become very high-paid lobbyists for these organizations once they get out of office, ladies and gentlemen. That's why it's so hard. They don't want to freeze out shaking the money tree that goes into their pockets later on. That's why you got to push on them hard. Texas Scorecard's Daryl Frost had a story on the same. Lawmakers seek to block school districts from paying groups that employ lobbyists. If we have to just start with school districts, fine. But TASB's gone down, doubled down with the leftists on everything, and I think that's gotten the attention of the legislators this year. So since we hadn't been able to pass a full ban on taxpayer-funded lobbying, it's I think the best hope, I think that's the direction it's going, is that school districts are going to get chopped off on that first by themselves instead of the general ban. And it's because they openly have grabbed, you know, their big organizations have glommed onto the left. Texas House votes on honoring homosexual activists once again. Brandon Walton's at the scorecard saying it's the second time this month that the House is slated to consider one of these resolutions honoring lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered activists. After voting to approve bills, last time, then it got pointed out in the scorecard, 56 members later stated their opposition to the resolution in journal statements, which means they didn't really do anything, but they don't want to be on record as having voted for it. A week later now, the House is set to consider another resolution honoring Victor Holmes and Mark Ferris of Plano for making a, quote, lasting positive difference through their advocacy for the homosexual community. And five Republicans on the committee approved the resolution's placement on the calendar, including State Rep. Stan Gertis of Smithville, Hugh Shine of Temple, Lynn Stuckey of Sanger, Kronda Timmish of Louisville, and Texas Freedom Caucus member Gary Gates of Richmond down the Houston area. After the calendar was made public, State Rep. Tony Tenderholt of Arlington alerted his followers on Twitter saying he'd vote against the entire package of resolutions. We shouldn't celebrate the left. He's exactly right. You should not celebrate and honor people who specifically are out to go against the Word of God. You can be tolerant and not adopt things that penalize these people, but you don't honor them. That's the same as bowing down to some other idol, some other pseudo-god. Oh, here's all you need to know about the Texas Democratic Party. Big headline today in the Dallas Morning News, big Robert Garrett and Allie Morris story out of the legislature. Public schools need cash infusion, Texas House Democrats say. Well, Robert, we're sure. No. The Texas public schools have the most money they've ever had in history, and they got more money than they can spend. That's a fact. Not only did they get all this COVID largesse, and that stuff sitting around, we redid school financing just a few years ago, and they all said it was great, and all we've heard, they're rolling in cash. But Democrats, oh, they've got to have a cash infusion, meaning like they're about to go broke. It never ends with these people. And there's a bunch of bills on what to do about school shootings. One of the things gaining traction might surprise you. Back in a moment.
More from the True Texan Studio after this.
If you're sick to death of the mainstream news, we invite you to check out 21st Century Watch magazine. We cover developments we have no choice but to watch from a biblical perspective. Not only is it priceless, it's free. Call 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. That's 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. A little hope would be nice.
It gets shivering cold and blistering hot on the high ground of Texas. We know how important is reliable heating and air conditioning, and so do the fine folks at Hart Heating and AC. It's dry and dusty too, and Hart Heating and AC are experts at improving your comfort with whole home humidity control, UV light sanitation, filtration, and other services that make your home happier and healthier. Stop the suffering and take it to Hart. Hart Heating and AC. Get healthier and happier. Hart, H-A-R-T, heatingandac.com.
License DACLA 1229 a week.
If your business depends on its computers, remote managed services from Jeff Barker Computer Services is a must. Managed services from Jeff Barker Computer Service reduces problems and failures by monitoring and maintaining your computers remotely. And when something goes awry, you have an expert to help you immediately with full knowledge of your system. If you depend on your computers, managed services is what you need. Visit jbcs.com, jbcs.com to learn how Jeff Barker Computer Service can help you. jbcs.com.
When it comes to great eating, for many of us, it starts with the meats. And you'll find a big selection of the best tasting, best quality beef, pork, and lamb, as well as rubs, sauces, and more at Raider Red Meats on the Texas Tech campus in Lubbock. You can keep up with Raider Red Meats' frequent sales and specials through their Facebook page. Link to it from RaiderRedMeats.com. Help fund scholarships to the world's best meat sciences program by joining us in beefing up at Raider Red Meats.
Pratt believes the best way to ensure limited government is to limit the number of libs and rhinos who get elected to office. Don't worry, he'll tell you who they are. Now, more Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. Panic buttons, bleeding control training among Texas lawmakers, school safety ideas. Big story in the Austin American Statesman by Nikki Griswold. Today, requiring all public school classrooms to have a panic alert device, in which those buttons, the kids are going to push them. And by the way, that might be good, but if you're on the other side of the classroom when something happens, what are you going to do? But anyway, these things, everybody wants to do something, but they don't seem to think through them. And mandating school districts to offer bleeding control training to students in fourth grade and above are among the big, many proposals floating around. Representative Sean Nicole Terry of Houston presented the House Select Committee on Youth and Health Safety a bill she authored to require school districts to have silent panic alert systems in all classrooms. That this links them up to first responders directly. It's not a bad idea. I just don't know if the cost benefit. Oh, Robert, if we save one life, then let's just get rid of cars. Because, I mean, if we say more people killed by vehicles than anything else, well, Robert, they're useful. That's the point. There are always trade-offs. But okay, maybe we'll do this. They've already gave $17 million for grants and another $400 million they approved for other physical security improvements in school campuses. 85% of that money has already been or 85% of districts, including charter districts, have applied for the funding. I don't know what they're doing with it. The bleed thing is rather interesting. It's Representative Democrat Barbara Gervin Hawkins of San Antonio. Require public and charter schools to offer bleeding control or stop the bleed training to students beginning in fourth grade. And a whole bunch of trauma surgeons testified for it. And one of her fellow Democrats, oh my gosh, I mean, you're telling kids about bleeding. It's like, man, war zone, we can't have that. Representative Ann Johnson of Houston, a Democrat. You know, I thought about this a little more. Actually, what they're talking about when you read the testimony is just basic health type stuff that we ought to teach anyway. We ought to teach CPR. We ought to teach real full CPR in health class. You know, we have a dedicated health class. Not just talk about it, but get the dummies, go through it, and get the certifications. I mean, if we're going to have public schools, these things, they talk about how just people bleeding out is one of the biggest problems. And we know this. This is why we're saving so many lives on the battlefield now. We other soldiers know what to do instantly, and they have tools available that were never available before. And you think, well, fourth grade, well, wait a minute. This isn't about a war zone at school, Ann Johnson, a Democrat of Houston. I mean, this is walking home and falling, getting hurt somewhere and seeing somebody bleeding. I don't think any of these things do anything to make schools more secure, but I don't think that her proposal on teaching how to stop bleeding is necessarily a bad thing. The question becomes, are we going to continue down this road with just one more thing that makes public schools not a place to learn how to learn and how to think, but to be a social welfare institution? And that's the question. And I think you can argue that issue that fits on either side of that. So it's not as weird as it sounds. Could troubled Tarrant County Appraisal District be abolished? Well, I've been covering for a long time the problems there, and Tarrant County elected a conservative county judge. City of Keller's already voted, as well as Tarrant County, to recall the director. We had this board that has abused their authority and gone after private citizens that were helping people do their appraisal protests. The thing is an obvious mess. Tarrant County Judge Tim O'Hare said there's no shortage of people unhappy with the goings-on at Tarrant Appraisal District. Unfortunately, it doesn't seem like it's registered. With recalls by Tarrant County and Keller, plus a bill filed by Charlie Guerin to abolish the Tarrant Appraisal District by September 1st, it sure ought to now. Register, he means. Yeah, right. Charlie Guerin of Fort Worth filed 5218 on the bill filing deadline about just abandoning it there. You have to bracket the bill and write it in a certain way because bills have to. But the way they've written it just applies to Tarrant County, and it has the comptroller's office take over the whole operation. It's bad. When the moderates like Guerin and people and all that are right there with the other folks on it, you know how bad it really has been. Oh, by the way, despite a pretty good cover-up job by the mainstream media in the Metroplex. Texas House unveils border security package. Sidney Henry at Texas Scorecard has a list of these bills that mostly they're the things we've already discussed in detail on the show. I'm not going to go through those. Senator Creighton filed some higher education priority bills. They're good ones. He's got the 21st Century Workforce Act, which is community college stuff, and I'm not big on it. I like community college fine. I'm just not big on continuing this move to turn community colleges into these super giant bureaucracies, because then they become worse than the regular colleges. And that's the truth now with the big Houston one, the San Antonio one, the Austin one, the Dallas, they're huge. The beauty of community colleges is generally they were very small and local and very inexpensive. And I think all this is well-meaned, but in the end, what it does is just create big bureaucracies that eventually change the nature, and you lose all of the quick to innovate and things like that you see at community colleges and the low cost. Investing in rural healthcare is one of these things. It really is just something to benefit Sam Houston State University Medical School, which is new. And SB 7, that's his district over there, SB 17, very important Senate version of Carl Tepper's bill. I'm sorry, Tepper, you know, you're my friend, but I'm going to call you Carl Isitt at some point. I mean, it's House District 84. We Carl Isitt, it was a big race. Carl Isitt served in there for a long time. And then of course, our friend John Frullo served, and now it's another Carl Tepper. The brain goes that way. Ending divisive diversity, equity, inclusion policies. He's got a strong bill in the Senate on that. So I think we're going to get that moved somewhere. And then he's carrying a bill for the lieutenant governor on eliminating tenure in the universities, which could be good. I think what conservatives are forgetting now is that it's tenure that's protecting the jobs of the conservatives. Think about it. That's the truth. He's also, Creighton launched a Texas Parental Bill of Rights. We already talked about that. That includes the school choice and a whole bunch of parental rights things in that. He's also got a Teacher Bill of Rights, which gives pay raises and also some other things they need. And they're, you know, it's this the big slate, because he's the guy carrying those for the leadership. Senate bill would establish its School of Civic International Leadership at UT. What this is all about is, we already did this, and then the liberals on campus threw a fit and tried to destroy the whole deal. So what's happening here is that Creighton has got a bill that essentially codifies the mission and purpose of the Civitas Institute at University of Texas Austin, so that the liberals there, the administration and everybody else, can't monkey with it again and ruin it and take it away from its mission. Here's the problem. Governor Abbott completely controls these universities. Why is this stuff happening? Ask yourself. He controls all these people on these boards of regents. Why? Why is all the left-wing stuff completely runs rampant, even at Texas Tech? Why? If Abbott controls the regents, why? Well, you figure it out. Now, they had testimony on the transgender athlete bill. The left has been all crazy about it yesterday, today, in the papers. Basically, it's Senate Bill 15 prohibits athletes from competitions that are designed for the biological sex opposite to the student's biological sex, and it allows an avenue for relief where if a higher education institution violates the bill's parameters, it gives standing to sue, which is good. And there's some other good stuff in this. The leftist media is going crazy over it. But you got a bunch of female athletes testifying for it because they get what's going on. Thanks for joining us. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God bless us all. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Pratt on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country.